Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you beautifully, incredibly powerful people. Powerful in love, that's who we are. Oh my gosh, as you know, I'm on this whirlwind, amazing tour through the East Coast. It has been quite an awesome experience, not only being in the love and the energy of new people, and so many of you that blessed me with your presence in both places that I've been so far. We just left New York, just arrived in Connecticut, and this seminar starts an hour after this show ends. And also blessed by all of my stuff and my thought processes of limitation, where I was a house of myself divided against myself, and bringing that all together, brand new information. We almost fell over in yesterday's amazing seminar in New York. We were talking about HIV and AIDS, and you know I always get them. I always flip them. And I finally stopped and said, okay, why do I keep doing this? What's it about? And literally the channel says, because you've separated them and made them different, and all dis-ease is the same. And that came after the information around cancer came in a most miraculous way, which was all about cancer is an illusion. And there is really no frequency of cancer. It is the frequency of the denial and the resistance to self-love. Okay, so just sit with that big piece of frickin' information for a minute. That's, disease is an illusion. So if we keep trying to fix the illusions and find cures for the illusions, it's not possible because they're not real. So therefore, the medication, et cetera, and I'm talking, of course, from an energetic point of view because I'm not a doctor, all the medications then are Band-Aids until we get to the root cause, which is accepting and living self-love. And it became very evident to everybody through the questions asked and the answers that were given that we still didn't get that we are the frequency of it. We just have to remember it and open everything up to allow us living in the experience of it, in the beingness of it. So, you know, ever since the Intense Focus Creation Program, which exploded all of our work into another place, from fixing and stating things in the positive to the love hover, and then all of these seminars are just expanding each other out. So it's really, really exciting, incredibly exciting for me, and incredibly exciting that people get to see live in the moment when it all comes in. I want to remind you, Creation Station is a mere, 3 weeks away now? If you are so called, I think we have 4 spots left. Do it now. There are payment plans available. Follow the call. If you don't follow the call, whatever your call is. Sometimes you bury the call for another lifetime. So whatever your intuition is guiding you and nagging you and coaxing you to follow in this lifetime, wherever you are in your lifetime, take steps and walk out the door, guys. Otherwise, you'll think about it for another 5 years. And also, I'm asking all of you that are as excited I am and wanting to participate in the Creation for the Collective Consciousness workshop that we're doing in July at my house. As you know, Lanny's taking me to this phenomenal trip through Europe, and this happens right after that. So I need you to respond about whether you are going to respond or want to respond, because I have to get it lined up before I go. So, in other words, we can't wait till the last minute to make up our minds. And that's another thing that I'm asking for clarity to come in during the tour. Something's going on about you have to live in the moment. And at the same time, you have to commit to living in the moment that you want to live in, and somehow that's showing up everywhere. I mean, every person that I talk to, everyone that books things right down to play tickets, well, no, they're saying, you see, when it's something that's purely for entertainment and they know that there is a big competition for the tickets, then we'll book early, but not so much for the expansion of ourselves. Isn't that interesting? Well, anyway, I'm claiming that I know and claiming the highest understanding of all that just because I'm interested in it and I want to know. So there's something I have to do before we – oh, one of the things that Stephen brought in, and actually – it was during our conversation when we were all having drinks in New York, and I was telling him the story of my entities and the fact that it was my lower self, in other words, the part of me that allowed myself to acknowledge my fears and judgments and all that. But that was a part of me that allowed other energy that I didn't want to come in and get me. That's another way of saying it. And he looked at me and he said, well, we're our own entities then. Well, we know that. We are the entity of the person that we are. We are also the entity that allows other energy, be it positive or negative, to come in and join our energy of who we are. It's all up to us. So now I get to go to the call and look who's first on the queue. It would be Mr. Stephen. Hi, babe.
Hi, darling. Oh, God, was that great yesterday. That was.
Wasn't it?
Oh, wow. It just lit me up. It lit Matthew up, and I'm sure everybody in the room. And it's so easy now. Every time I have a moment of unease, I throw my fist up in the air and go, I am an A-list actor with A-list jobs, with A-list people, with everything I want to do in my life. I am A-list. And it's like, keep doing it, to keep doing it, and it's going to, like, whoa, show up so in such an A-list way. What can I say?
Well, I want to be very clear for people who weren't there yesterday. You don't do the love hover or the hearing the babies laugh or listen to Pharrell's Happy for any agenda. You just go in to the frequency of love to feel the frequency of the truth of who you are. And when you do that, everything's A-list. And again, people were asking great questions like, well, what about genetics? Well, what about the altered food? Well, what about the atmosphere? And the channel was very, very firm. is that when you exist as the frequency of love that you have always been, all of that is held in balance for you. Well, that's the kind of world I want, because, you know, I don't, all this worrying and all this, I mean, seriously, we were laughing. It's like you can't eat anything anymore, right? So I'm sure I'm just going to tell my body to adapt and get on with it.
Yeah, I was so wonderful yesterday when I know you're not advocating cigarette smoking, so we're making that clear for the public. But you said that people, guys in France who are like 95 years old, your cigarettes is making me so sexy. And people in America are like, I'm going to give it up. You know, it's like,
as we believe it's delivered unto us, right?
Yes.
And they can't figure out why some people smoke, especially in other parts of the world, and are not affected by it. And so many people smoke, and the increase, and I'm not a doctor. I am telling you what I understand from the highest clarity from my channel. It's what you focus on and what you believe. You attract through your focus. And you help create it through your focus. So if we are focused on, I shouldn't do this because I'm going to die, that's what you're focused on, and that's what you continue to help create then. Thank you for being there, Stephen. It was so much fun drinking and doing the seminar with you. You guys are just awesome. Thank you for all your support, Vinny.
Just super.
Thank you. Yeah, and I can hear it. In the vibration of the happiness of your voice. Awesome. Bye,
awesome.
Bye, sweetheart.
Awesome. Bye, darling. Love you.
I love you, too. And it was really totally awesome. Patty, what's up, honey? I haven't talked to you for a while.
I know. I miss you. two things. There's, I'm going up for a position at work, and there's a guy there that just keeps jumping. Things keep coming up. About me progressing there, and I just wanted some insight because I want to become team educator and I want to teach, and I just wanted some insight about that. And then I have another question too.
Well, first of all, you need to be more specific. What is things keep jumping up? What does that mean? Give me an example.
Like the guy is bad mouthing me, like saying I don't work, that, you know, I don't do any work, and just
Patty, yeah. If I had a recording of everything that you keep bringing on the show, it's the same thing. There's a core belief, and we're going to it right now, so hang on. There's a core belief, what I call a common thread, okay, that goes through this. If you want to take it back to the simplicity of Einstein, is the universe friendly or is it hostile?
Okay.
And if you keep seeing people dishing on you, not believing you, putting you down, talking behind your back, is the universe friendly or hostile?
Well, hostile, but like I said, I didn't even know that he was talking to me.
No, but.
Okay.
So hang on.
Okay. Change my belief.
Well, yes, because if you have a belief that the world is hostile and people are coming against you, you've got to create that belief. So the belief, the specific belief that they're taking me through, and this is, you're going to have to hang in here with me, guys, while I explain this. My intellect and my heart can't integrate into the whole. And it goes on to say, well, they don't even want to read the next part because it's not terribly what applies here. So my mind and my heart can't integrate into the whole.
Mm.
So basically, it's because it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that I should see a world that is friendly, where everybody loves Patty, everybody admires her, everybody thinks she's awesome and doing a great job. It doesn't make sense to me and my intellect for me to do that so that my heart creates what I want. And that's, the biggest challenge for many of us, guys, is you've got to shift you to believe and move into a belief system that doesn't make any sense from looking at your reality right now.
Okay.
You must be the frequency of the thing that you want to create. Let me say it again and again. This is Einstein. This is physics. You must be the frequency. So that means Patty loves herself so much. She honors herself. She knows her self-worth. She celebrates herself. She tells herself how awesome and responsible she is. Now, when you can be that frequency, everybody else can match that frequency.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay, get out of your freaking head, honey. And
yeah.
They're showing me Nike's thing again. Just do it. Trust it and just do it. Because it takes mere weeks to start showing up.
Okay. Can
okay.
I get a little insight about, there's a lady down the alley, and there's just trigger, and I'm wondering what the energy is between us. It's like she wants me to be there all the time, and I just, there's just a rejection on my part. And I'm not sure if it has to do with my mom or...
It doesn't matter, Patty. It has to do with the rejection of yourself.
Okay. I don't want to visit her, and she wants me to visit, and I just don't want to.
Well, okay, then. If you know that's what you don't want, why are you feeling guilty about following through on what you want? Because you're afraid you're not worth it.
I feel like I'm a bad person.
Well, okay. And as long as you have a belief, so what you just said to me is I'm a bad person if I don't do everything in life that I don't want to do.
That
I'm only a good person if I do all the shit that everybody else wants me to do and I don't honor myself.
Okay, that's what I
needed. And then you ask me why the guy at work isn't honoring you. Because you're not honoring you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Then I got it. Thank you so much. And I sent you an email too. Love you. And
I'm sure that served many, many people that are going to hear this call now and in the future. All right, Sandy in Houston, what's up?
Oh, that's awesome. I love what you just did. I'm taking a step forward and sometimes one backward. I know I'm moving forward. I know I'm making progress. I'm staying more in the moment. I just want to cement that better somehow.
Okay, and again, you see, it's the simplicity that challenges us so much. Whenever you feel like you're dropping out, what's your love trigger to reset your fully charged light? What is the trigger? You make yourself start laughing. You hear the babies laughing. You play Pharrell's happy song. You do the love hover. And ultimately, the love hover is the ultimate. And as Stephen said yesterday, it could be a tuna sandwich. If you love tuna sandwiches and you love to feed yourself tuna sandwiches, when you're going into the toilet and you go, no, I'm going right to that tuna sandwich, that can be enough to flip the switch back to you being in your empowerment. Because what you guys, do you understand what you're doing no matter what you're using is you're choosing to choose. You're choosing to reset yourself and say, I'm going to love and honor myself and know my magnificence now, even if it takes me thinking about a tuna sandwich. Now, hold on. There's something else they want to tell you, Sandy. But give me a song, baby, any song.
Happy.
Well, okay. And you have a collapsed definition of what being happy is. So she's bringing up a good point here. what does happy mean to everybody? If every time you were happy when you were little, you got slapped or put down, then happy's got kind of a collapsed definition. And divine love is pure. That's why they want you to practice just loving yourself for no reason.
Okay.
Because that does not have any collapsed negativity built into it. That's pure. And when you can see you loving you, and then you see you loving you back, and it's a constant recipe of celebration around that, that then you remind yourself that you are the frequency that creates everything you want. And it's a state of consciousness, guys. It's a state of consciousness. All right, baby?
Thank you.
You bet. Don't ask, why can't I anymore, guys? Ask, how can I? How can I? All right, Jeannie, what's up?
Thank you for yesterday. And
you're
I
welcome.
Thank everyone who was there. And I wish you could do this all over the country. For everybody
well,
who is every place.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. That
oh,
would be
they
my
will
great
love
joy.
It.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's
I mean,
all.
I mean, you know, that these calls are very powerful, but to be there in person with the energy and have all of us, you know, in that joyful love energy, I mean, you saw the stuff that came in, Jeannie. It just blew us away, didn't it?
Completely. By the time I got home and found that the building still had no hot water, I managed to fix something to eat, and then I sat down, and the next thing I knew, an hour had passed. Did
you were
go
kind of in bliss mode.
In total bliss mode.
Well, and that's where I want to live my life.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be the walking meditation of bliss and love.
You are.
Most of the time. Most of the time.
I have to talk to Lanny. Put him on.
Anyway, we had a great time, and my great love for you being there and supporting me, sweetheart.
Anytime, all the time. As you said to me, you think of me often daily, and I think of you often daily. It's a mutual admiration society.
Yeah, we support each other energetically. You know, I was telling everybody yesterday, you are so much my extended family. If any of you out there think you don't have a family, think again, because you're definitely part
you,
of mine.
Everyone is loved, and Dee not only meant me, she meant this for everybody she has ever contacted on the call, even the new and the brand new people as well.
You bet. You bet. You
go
bet.
On
We're
to
so
someone
excited
else.
Excited about yeah, having everybody join us now.
Love
Thanks,
you all.
Jeannie. Love you, honey. Thank you. Okay, we're going to Ulrika in British Columbia. Hi, baby. Did I say that right? I ask you that every time, I know.
Very well. Thank you, Dee. Well, I'm very emotional for the whole part of this call, and I'm very grateful that you are here for all of us. Thank you very much.
Thank you, darling.
I have a question. I would like to ask for clarity what I can do differently with my Texar business to be successful and financially stable and profitable.
Okay, what business is it?
I am a textile artist, so I have a textile studio, and people come to my studio and
Okay, got
and
it.
Different venues.
Now,
as well.
What's interesting, and this is how my channel works.
Yeah,
and you will all learn more about your own channel and how to recognize it and work with it at Creation Station. They showed me Pixar. Do you know what Pixar is?
No, I don't.
Okay, Pixar are the people that put out Despicable Me and a lot of those great adult and cartoons, full length cartoons. And so I said, why the heck are you showing? And the first words that came in was, lighten up.
Lighten up, yeah.
Lighten up and have more fun. So I'm asking, does that feel right to you when I say you're looking at your work as a job that is heavy and something that you have to kind of control and force to be more successful?
Yeah, it has become that way. I have been a full-time artist since 2000, and in the last few years, it has. There's something missing.
Yes, and it started in 2000, and it started in 2000 with a. It started in 2000 with your masculine energy.
Oh, yeah?
So, is it true that you've been an artist all your life, but in 2000 you moved into being an artist for profit?
Yes, that's true.
Okay. So, the masculine side had to come forward and go, okay, now it's a business. Now I have to bring my power side, my marketing side, right? I'm going to put me out in the world side. And that is what's confusing you because, I'm going actually to your mother and your father taught you when you were little that the highest word is drudgery, that work is kind of drudgery and it's something that you need to take very seriously. Like school, you need to take it very seriously.
Yeah, I'm German, don't forget.
Is that true?
Yeah, yes, it's true.
Well, they taught you wrong.
Yeah.
You, and yes, going back to just being the frequency of love, we'll get this all in place for you because it is you. But you have to remember how much you played when you were little. And that's what you need to bring into. You need to play with getting your amazing creativity out into the world. You understand? How much fun would it be to get out there and share all of this great stuff that you do? How much fun would it be to hear Dee go, oh, my God, I love this stuff. Okay?
Oh, yeah, wow, that's a totally different approach.
Yes.
Yeah, although, I was a teacher before, so the money just came in. I didn't have to do, I just had did my job. But now I suddenly put myself out there with my creations and, I had to show myself in a completely different way, and I had to learn how to run a business. I had no idea.
Yes, and you've got all of the specifics. You know what you're doing, but you're sending it out with a vibration that's heavy.
Uh-huh.
It's like me going, God, will somebody hire me as an actor? I want to work. And that just pushes people away because I'm focused on the struggle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm focused on the part of my business that's not fun, that's not happy, right?
Yeah.
That is not the vibration of love that's going to create people going, I want Ulrika.
Yeah, true.
See?
Yeah,
hold on, there's something else. Can you give me a song, please?
Summertime.
Oh, perfect. So let me sing you the opening line. Summertime and the living is easy. You know, fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Mm-hmm. Everything's just easy and fun and just created easily. So there's a little bit of, you know, the universe is a hostile place because it's not easy to create this company.
Uh-huh. You know, in the summertime here, I mean, the song has been on my mind very often, not so much recently, but it is really, that's how it is for me. Summertime, the business is easy, and the winter, wow, it's another thing.
Okay, and who's in charge of creating the vibration of the summertime all the time?
Yeah, me.
You bet.
Mm-hmm.
You bet. So, where do you live? British Columbia?
I live on an island here.
Yeah, well,
on a tourist island.
It's true that the winter weather affects you and your positivity.
It does.
Yeah. So being conscious of that now, you get to know that you can create that where you're at. You get to say, well, I'm going to freaking move then. You can create it a lot of different places but you have to create it because you have to let the flow go on all the time, guys.
Mm-hmm.
We never stop the flow. We only encourage the flow. We open up. We accept, right?
Yeah.
We allow it to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, darling?
Yes.
Okay, great. Much love to you.
Thank you very much. To you too, Dee. Thank you.
Thank you. Wow, we're getting some good clarity here. Matthew, are you cheerleading or what's up? Matthew, you on?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
So, once again, I want to join the Mutual Admiration Society. Had so much fun with you yesterday, and I feel like most of my question, the substance was you just answered with Ulrika, but I guess my specific question, you talked at the beginning about taking the living in the moment, which I feel now, but you know, some of that's it's Sunday, it's post seminar, in summertime the living is easy. How do you bridge that to the moment, the now you want to create to live in that's in the future? And in terms of the business,
you already have that answer. You should have that answer after yesterday, Matthew.
I do, actually.
Well, you answer me. You answer your own question then. How did you put it? Bring yourself back to the moment, or bring yourself to the moment of
well,
the future?
Well, it's that with the love hover, I bring myself into the moment, and I am in self love, and it's then going. And now I want to go out and create a thing, and it's. Bringing that moment of love hover through into the whole process.
The process would look like this. So let's say I want to create an acting part.
Uh-huh.
Okay, which is very much what I did with Grimm. I had an intention. I want to create a recurring role.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I go, oh, my God, I have so much judgment around TV, and I don't even know where to start, and why aren't they hiring me for any of these horror shows? It doesn't make any sense. And my mind
right.
starts telling me all the reasons I can't. And I stop myself because I am conscious in the moment. I stop myself and bring myself back to, are all those thoughts in harmony with loving myself? Obviously not.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to detach from anything I want to create. I'm going to detach from creating a role, and I'm going to stop right now in this moment and just ignite and be the frequency of love that I am. I'm going to feel it. I'm going to see me loving me. I'm going to experience me loving me back. Now I'm reset.
Yep.
Now I'm in a balanced place to focus on exactly what I want. And what do I want? A recurring role. And I can feel the love that I am for myself that will create that. And if I ever move out of that, I must choose to hover again and bring myself back into being the frequency. Again, mm-hmm. with no agenda, because, guys, we all know what we want. We all know what we want. We are reminding ourselves that we are the frequency that creates it and always has been. And you remember one of the gentlemen that asked the question, and they stopped me dead yesterday, and they said, you have always been the frequency that creates everything. Your belief systems are what create you from not using that.
Right.
Okay. So that's your answer, Matthew, and there isn't any other answer.
There absolutely is not. A super brief paragraph, because there's great stuff in the Sunday style section of the Times, but this is sort of back to the whole smoking and belief thing and the way we're obsessed with information and counting things. And this is a guy from Microsoft Research. The analogy I would make is diet. If you do a rigorous, exhaustive study of dietary science, I guarantee all you're going to get is confused. There are thousands of studies out there, and they're all contradictory. It's just hopeless.
Yep.
Instead, eat reasonable food, exercise, and get a good night's sleep. Wow.
Well, and
science is great.
We were taught that in grade school. Eat a balanced meal.
Yeah. It is.
You know?
It's a lot simpler than we think.
Everything is simpler. Everything is simpler. But for those of us who believe in struggle, we have to create that by asking how, why not, why can't I, what's wrong here, where should I be in fear of there. It's an ending, guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's an ending until you end it. Thank you for that. That was beautiful. It's a beautiful analogy.
Yep.
Thanks, Matthew. And for being there with me. Carrie in Ohio, what's up, sweetheart?
Hi, Dee.
Hi, darling.
today's my birthday, Dee.
Well, happy birthday, gorgeous.
Thank you. And I want to say that since I reached out and asked you for, you know, to help me look at my sinus stuff, I swear for the last few months it has just been building and building, like the weirdness in my sinuses. And even yesterday, I think it was like at the crescendo of the worst that it's felt like. And I woke up this morning after sleeping outside with my beloved dog, who I'm like in hospice care with her right now. I woke up and I have like more space in my face.
More space in my face. I love that. That's classic.
It's true. And I wanted to call to see and check in and, of course, celebrate you and everyone on the line because everybody is so beautiful.
You know, Gary, why are you celebrating me if you came to work on your sinuses and they got worse? Because I'd be going, what's up, Dee?
Oh, I just think it was like the ripple, like, you threw the stone in the water, and then the ripples of it were just moving through me.
That's a true statement. That's a true statement. And what is the belief that Carrie might have in place then? Part of it's grief over your doggy.
Yeah, I felt a lot of the grief.
And
my dad.
Well, let's just go to grief.
Yeah.
You know, any healer will tell you that sinus and congestion and chest congestion, all those are usually an energetic expression of grief. And the biggest thing we grieve is letting go of our own demons that we've used to hold us back. So, what did you let go of? What did you begin to let go of, they're saying, when we threw the pebble in the first time? And you let go of a lot more of it last night. Can you pinpoint it, Carrie? What did you finally accept?
Me. I'm coming into more acceptance of me and not looking into the externals for the validation or the support or the love or the acceptance.
That's true. And again, one of the big things that they're bringing up in the seminars is this: when I'm loved, I'm depressed. And the more we move into pure, unconditional love for ourselves, we can, if we're not conscious, go into the depression of many, 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 many lifetimes, pretty much since the beginning of time, where when we've moved into unconditional love, we have been beheaded and burned and all that crap, right? So that's why we could work on this for eons and never get to it, or we
right.
can just start unconditionally loving ourselves, which will bring it all back into balance.
Amen, Dee. And I think that's a secret fear of mine, that since I didn't ever feel that I don't really know what it is.
Oh, well, you just lay down with your doggy.
Exactly.
You know exactly what love is.
And that's
you know how to love unconditionally, and you know how to be loved unconditionally. You just have to choose to do that with and for yourself now. And you are. You're making great headway.
Literally.
yes, literally. That was funny. So breathe easily that you're doing it all, okay? Breathe easily now, Carrie, that it's all in alignment. Okay, sweetheart?
Thank you.
All right, honey. And many blessings for your little doggy, too.
Thank you so much, Dee. God bless you and everyone.
Thank you. We're going to Amsterdam. Tasha, what's up? Oh, Tasha, come on. I've got you on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Hang on.
Hear me?
Try it again.
Hear?
Yeah, I can.
Hi?
Yes, I got you now.
Okay. Wow. I guess that sums it all up. I don't feel very heard.
You don't feel heard?
Yeah. There's a colleague at work that I had a very good connection with, and suddenly it's just gone all odd, where he just keeps talking at me, and he's not really listening or hearing me. And then I've told him that, you know, like, I need a bit of space, and he's just completely ignoring that, as if he has an idea of who I am. And He'd rather
okay,
have that
so,
idea.
Wait a minute.
And I'm wondering what he's mirroring for me and if I'm missing some lesson here.
Yes.
Yes.
You're sending out two things to the universe. I want to be heard. I want to connect. Could you give me a little space, please? So what you really want is to be heard and honored in what you are saying, whether it's physical or verbal or energetic. I hear myself and I honor what I'm telling myself. And that's what, see, again, you have to be the frequency of the thing you want to create. If you want to create being heard and honored by others, then you must hear and honor what you're saying to yourself. So what are you not honoring that you're, well, posit all, you know, I could ask you, but they're saying it, you're just not honoring you unconditionally loving yourself by continuing to create this belief and this perception that other people don't hear you and honor you.
Okay.
It's like, well, I'm going to love myself, but I'm not going to love myself enough to know that people really hear and honor me.
Okay.
Hold on, there's something else coming in. I'm going to the sheet. We're going to a core belief. This page. This page. Here. Well, gee, what a surprise. When I'm left, I'm depressed. So as Tasha moves into loving her more, along with that, she creates being depressed because she's not heard and honored, so that she can see that's the part she needs to get into place to really being loved and honored by herself. Do you understand?
So I was just looking for outside validation instead of inside.
Well, and the gentleman was saying, sure, Tasha, I'll come forward and validate the part of you that still needs to love yourself more.
Yeah.
And that's the part of Tasha that knows she's heard, knows she's honored for what she says. And again, not just verbally out loud. You say it, people, with your frequency. And again, I am inviting you to remember that you are the frequency of love. That's who we are.
Yeah.
There's nothing else. Did you get it or not?
I feel it, yeah.
Okay. Then go live it. And be the knowing that I am heard and honored, and especially by myself.
Wow. Thank you, Dee. Thank you for that.
You bet. Yeah, that's beautiful because, you know, if we're not hearing ourselves say how magnificent, if we're not hearing ourselves say, I am the Christ energy, I am the Buddha energy, I am Atman, I am the energy, the frequency of divine love, which heals everything and creates everything. If I'm not hearing myself and honoring that I am that, then I am not the frequency that will create that in my life. It's beautiful and it's perfect, and you see how much more they just continue to keep getting more specific. Sharon in Bermuda. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hello, Dee. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, love. How are you?
I could not be better. Life is juicy.
Oh, yes, and I'm the juicy, fruity mama. What's up, baby?
Well, I love how you started the call because it's exactly my question. I love change. Change happens to me all the time. And it's like Shakespeare, all the world's a stage. You know, when you need new scenery and new things, everything moves and new adventures happen, you know?
Uh-huh.
And last night I had this aha moment. It just, something happened. And I thought, oh my goodness, Bermuda, where I live, it's closing down for me. It's closing down. Bermuda's closing down. Somewhere new's about to open up. And when I went into the energy of it and had a wee look, I'm just double checking with you. It looks like maybe in about 4 weeks something's going to happen, maybe around the 9th or 10th of June, and I'll be given 10 days to leave Bermuda.
I get a yes, and we don't quite have the highest understanding.
Okay.
All right. Well, this is weird because are we in hurricane season?
No. Well, maybe. Hurricane season, no, it's kind of September, October. It's possibly immigration. It'll probably, I've been here 12
years.
Well,
it's a natural, it's something that has to do with a natural occurrence, but they're showing me a storm. When I say it's a natural disaster, I get a no.
Is it an emotional storm from another person?
There were people. So it's a collective consciousness thing.
Mm-hmm.
That I get a yes on, which doesn't surprise me because, you know, we're going into this July workshop. So they're bringing bunches of information here around the – all right. So we've got – that's the highest clarity. It's a collective consciousness thing that if it's brought into balance, you may open up a whole other realm of possibility, which means you don't have to leave.
I don't really care either way.
Well,
I
get that, but do you understand the energy? The one energy is using you to bring this in for the collective.
Yeah. Can I ask a couple of questions?
Hold on. Book. Song. Give me a movie. Let's just get to what it is, and then we'll go from there. Give me a movie.
West Side Story.
Yeah. Okay. It's very much what we've been talking about. If we stand back objectively and look at what we've been talking about today.
Yeah.
It's about us fighting us. Most of us believe that the world or the universe is a friendly place, except the woman down the road who always wants me to spend time with her. And the guy at work that is talking trash about me. You see where we go, oh, yeah, I get it. But there's this place in my life where I really do still think that the universe is hostile to me.
But no, for me, it just means everybody's just playing their role to make it happen. It's like, you know.
I'm not talking for you, Sharon. You're not hearing
me.
Oh,
sorry, darling. Sorry.
This is not about you.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
You don't know what the balance of this is, though, that you have come in to ask all of us and join with us in claiming this for the collective.
Right.
That all of me is united with all of me. All of me loves all of me around absolute knowing that I am the frequency of divine love that insists, creates, and provides all of me knowing that the universe is a friendly place. That's what we're claiming. That's what we're directing on behalf of the collective. And for those of you that were at the webinar, seminar yesterday, remember we were given the information that by July, and so I went to the collective consciousness weekend that we're having, we would open up or move into a place where the collective consciousness would absolutely be able to join the tipping point. Well, we just did it right now. So I want you to be clear, Sharon,
mm-hmm.
that you were being asked to serve.
Oh, yeah. What a joy.
And yeah, indeed. What a joy. And because you came forward, because of the seminars, and because of what we did on the show today and the clarity people moved into,
yes.
we've done it in May instead of the end of July.
Bring it on. We are
Bring
so
it
gifted.
On, baby. Now, it's true you don't care whether you leave Bermuda, and it doesn't matter now whether you do or not.
Yeah, cool. The country that I saw when I went in and had a wee look, surprisingly, the country that I saw that was going to be offered to me, that was going to open up, was America, which is what made me laugh when you said, what's the movie? And I said, West Side Story, and the song, I Want to Be in America.
Yeah, you bet.
But
what they want you to know, Sharon, is if that springs to you, come to America. And mm-hmm. you can create it now absolutely any place you are.
Absolutely. It's funny enough, it wasn't a country that I would have particularly thought I would have had a flavor for, but the country, the part of it that came up was New York, that New York would appear between June and maybe November, which is my birthday, and then somewhere else would open up. So I'm kind of beside myself with joy, a little summer in New York, at least if that's how it plays out. It's just my job to show up and do everything. You know, and direct the joy.
Well, and yeah, and they're saying, and follow the intuition.
Yeah,
as crazy as it sounds,
mm-hmm.
follow the intuition, because you never know
mm-hmm.
when that following is going to open up a whole new world and a whole new opportunity in life.
Every
time. All right,
sweetheart,
I got to
yes,
close the show.
So much,
I love you so much.
Love you too.
And thank
Bye.
You. For doing that on behalf of the collective. Wow, do we rock or do we rock? I so love you guys. I so love you, my family, my special, special family of my heart that I created. Go create a joyous, amazing, incredible, divinely loved you. I'll see you next Sunday.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.